to have co-waterproofing. This is Linda.
Hi, good afternoon, Linda. This is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff. I was trying to get in touch with David.
David hasn't been with Dabco for quite some time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we spoke around June. Wasn't aware of that. Is there somebody that took over for him? Or?
In what capacity? What are you needing?
Yeah, I was looking to follow up on a couple of financing offers. We actually spoke in June. I don't know if you recall. I'm sure you talk to a lot of people every day. You mentioned
that.
Well,
it sounds familiar. I don't know about your name, but your company name.
Yeah, you might have seen some of the offers we mailed out. And then we had like a five-minute conversation in June just regarding some financing for the business. You mentioned that you guys don't normally take on any sort of debt or anything, but if the situation... See, I did talk to you.
Yeah.
But if the right opportunity comes your way, you mentioned it's a possibility. We have you guys pre-approved still for some capital as well as some equipment financing. So if you guys are looking at any new equipment or anything like that, I have some programs that you guys are pre-approved for. You guys looking at any like big projects or anything like that coming up towards the end of the year right now?
Yeah, we don't do like whole re-roofs.
Mm-hmm.
We just do repair and maintenance of low-slope roofs for commercial buildings, and we just buy materials, slap it on, and
nice.
You know, go out in the rain and fix the leaks and stuff like that. No, this is
cool.
So we don't have heavy equipment. We don't.
Okay.
You know, maybe once, or twice in a year we might rent a piece of equipment like scissor lift or something like that.
Oh, I see. For like a special job or something.
Yeah, and it's just a rental.
Yeah.
It doesn't last all day usually. So.
Right. Yeah, I have a couple other customers in the roofing industry. A lot of them, what they'll use the working capital for is they'll buy materials in bulk. So they'll buy like 40 grand worth of materials all at once because they save a lot of money when they buy in bulk. So that's kind of like one example of way that people use some of our programs.
Yeah,
do you guys...
that makes sense, if the volume were here. But we run about 5 crews under ordinary circumstances, and we have more during the rainy season. So
I see.
We just can't, move that much material. And then you have both the winter and the summer grades of materials, and so it's not worth doing.
I see. It's kind of a smaller town too, right, Campbell?
It is, but we're totally surrounded by San Jose.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So you guys kind of service like the local area.
Yeah.
I see. Very cool. Well, I can send you guys just a quick follow-up email so you have my info on file, and if something comes up, you guys are welcome to give me a call, and maybe I'll follow up with you guys towards the end of the year or early next year or something.
Can't do any harm. No, absolutely not. I mean, I suppose we could. Decide we're going to be something different next week, but, for about, 25, 30 years.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys got a good thing going over there.
Yeah, I've been here a little over 9 years, and I've been here the shortest amount of time of anybody.
Oh, my gosh. Is it like family-owned and operated, sort of? Or?
No, it began that way, but no, not anymore.
Cool.
Employees bought it, and it's been really great.
That's awesome. Well, that's great to hear. Well, I'll send you guys a quick email, and feel free to give me a call if something comes up, and I'll check back with you guys, say, early next year.
Okie dokie.
Cool. Thanks, Linda. Pleasure chatting with you again.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.